question was asked. How do we view Christianity in respect, how does the halacha view Christianity? And even though Christianity has evolved, in many ways it's not the same religion it was 100 years ago or 500 years ago. To the best of my understanding, it has not evolved to the point where we view it any different than any other pagan religion. And even though there will be all kinds of claims about how to understand modern-day Christianity, I don't think anything has evolved to the point where they've left the realm of paganism from our perspective. As such, halachically, that falls under the category of Avodah Zarah, Avodas Kochavim u'Mazalot, no different than someone who would worship Zeus or would worship a star or would worship any other pagan god. Does that mean that every Christian is at fault? Well, what we learned earlier is that we view the world as a place of responsibility, where every person is supposed to question. Questions to the point where they have an understanding. And the fact that a person says, I didn't understand, but I believed. So we would say, why did you believe without understanding? Keep asking, keep questioning. A person doesn't have to arrive at the truth today, but a person does have to keep questioning to eventually arrive at the truth. It's not a good excuse to say, you know, I just wanted to believe. So what? You have a responsibility to verify. So that people are held accountable to that. In a class last week, we discussed that there is a concept we find in the book of Jonah. Now, there is a concept of people who are not held accountable for their mistakes. But there are people who, it's beyond them. You have children, you have people who have limited IQ. There are people who wouldn't be able to find out more. We discussed last week that there are definitely people who are also in situations where they couldn't find out more. You know, a guy's in the middle of tribal warfare in Africa and he's running for his life. He can't exactly find out more. He's never heard of Judaism or the Noahide laws. You can't expect more of him. He's doing the best he can. And that's Hashem's, you know, that's for Hashem to decide who could have done better or not. But our general approach is that every person is responsible to question and question and arrive at the truth. And to say, I want to believe, but I won't question, is not a legitimate excuse. You have to verify, and you have to look into it. And that's true in every generation, and that's true of us as well. We also have to question and verify and understand. And I don't think it's our job in most realms to start gauging how Hashem will judge people. But it is our job to understand the danger that people pose to us. If Christianity were a religion that was sitting calmly and not affecting the Jewish people, that would be okay. It wouldn't be okay, but at least I wouldn't have to deal with it. But if Christianity and the different sects of Christianity are continuously sending and building places within Israel and throughout the world to send out missionaries, and they rent out Binyanei Umar just down the block, and they have a bookstore right next to the Tahana Merkazit, and they, wherever they can, you come to the old city, they have many centers that are trying to convert people and to convince people, so then they are threatening us. And so when you ask me how kindly we should view them or treat them, you have to remember that they, irrespective of their history of shedding our blood, and irrespective of their history of putting us down and trying to hurt us, and even in the state of Israel, their continuous attempts to hurt and endanger Jewish lives, irrespective of all that, right now, they are threatening us and continuously threatening us, and we can't ignore that. And more important than removing the mosque from the Temple Mount is the removal of all the churches and houses of missionary activity in the state of Israel. That's more important, even though people like to focus on the mosque on the Temple Mount. A greater threat is that bookstore near Tahana Merkazit is the center of missionary activities throughout the state of Israel.
This is missionary activity?